Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. So first of all, thank you to all those who actually showed up last week, who were a part of the mini course, took advantage of all the fasting experiences, as well as the indulging and pleasure work that we did. And just getting your feedback, engaging with you all, being able to curate this just in accordance to what we were receiving was so fun. So if you didn't receive that, if you didn't get to be part of that, add yourself to the Facebook group because there will be continued workshops available as well as opportunity to expand even further and go deeper with this feminine embodiment work. So that's just a quick little start, but I wanted to expand on something that I touched on in yesterday's live in the Facebook group with how we relate to being in our feminine in a masculine world. So the world that we live in right now is actually very much designed for the masculine. It serves them so naturally in the sense that there's structure, there's that predictability. We have this very clear compartmentalized life in the way that we move through our experience. Everything is Monday through Friday, we know what to expect. Saturday and Sunday, we might know what to expect, but we know that that is our opportunity for play. We have designated times to take off. We have like a progression of how we're supposed to move through promotions and the success that we're supposed to have, and maybe the direction that we're supposed to be moving as far as buying a home, getting married, completing, you know, certain cycles that exist, a certain laps that we make around, like, okay, I completed that task. I'm moving closer to retirement or saving up a certain amount of money. All of these goals that we have are very linear in the way that we are expected to move through them. And the way that we've structured our day-to-day living is more designed for the masculine. So there's less of what feels good, how can I show up in response to my intuitive body? How can I use my body's natural rhythm and the cycle that I'm moving through and the seasons that I'm experiencing week by week to be the indicator of how I show up? That's not necessarily as valued, definitely not in the corporate world, and not really in regular life as well, because just the general environment doesn't support that. And not yet. Maybe it will. Maybe that's the direction that we'll move into, but at the moment, it isn't. So feeling your feminine essence in a more masculine world is actually a really cool practice, because I've noticed this particularly when I had my time in Costa Rica versus my time here in Miami, and just comparing how I feel depending on these two environments. So in Costa Rica, there's good and bad. It is naturally a more feminine environment. Like, you know, everybody's pretty relaxed. They just kind of go with the flow. They live off the tide. You're not really planning that far ahead into your future, or at least in the beach town that I was living in. I know there are definitely variations, but in that type of surf life culture, it's very easy to be more intuitive about how you live your day rather than creating this very defined structure of what it should look like. And so being in that environment, it's really simple to kind of actually be taken over by the feminine energy that's there. It's so easy to surrender to the way that I move, to actually drop some of the armor and the expectations. They fall off. They actually literally melt right off, it feels like, when I'm in that environment. And I'm able to blend in so easily into this feminine energy that exists around me, to attract other women, to just be in that state of flow. It happens very easily, and almost to the point where sometimes I don't even realize that it's happening, that you can actually get like kind of the sense of vertigo. You get dissolved in the movement, because so much is just in the state of motion there, nothing is actually concrete and doesn't have a close and end. That some of those caps, those contained experiences that exist within our masculine structures, like we know when it begins and when it's over. But when you are in your experiences, more so just like allowing them to be, you're just in the experience itself. There is no beginning and end of it. It's very easy to actually kind of get swallowed up by everything that's happening if you don't have that conscious awareness that's attached to it. Inversely, being in Miami, which definitely has more of that masculine energy available, like even just like looking around at the buildings, like there's just so much rigidity, stability, everything is really like unchanging and moving. Yeah, I can actually literally show you what my view looks like. Very different than being surrounded by trees and water and birds and creatures that are just floating around. So noticing that there's like that harder exterior in my environment, you can either actually get firm and you can feel that part of yourself where you actually harden up, you tense up, you start to abide by the environment. But if you choose to stay rooted in your feminine, it's actually a really cool experience in being in that polarity. In the majority of people that are watching this, like you probably live in a very normal world. Like you're not living on island time, which is amazing if you are. But if you're living in the normal modern day world, you'll experience the masculine container of life around you. And what's really cool about this is that yes, that environment is holding more of that structure, but it invites you to be more playful and mushy and like in your just softness within your feminine more naturally. So you can actually experience the polarity of yourself and your environment. And you can experience yourself, your ability to enhance your feminine essence within the confines of this environment. So that's just a really cool practice that you can bring into just an everyday life. So you can go on vacation, you can find yourself just in that flow state, in the surrendered mode, actually letting go of everything other than pleasure. That's amazing when you can do that. And if you can do that, and if that's your daily life, perfect. But if you are living in just a normal city or in the modern world, you might feel more of that harder container. More of that masculine container around you. And this is a great opportunity for you to actually consciously invoke the feminine within you. What is the feminine within you want? What is that unique essence? How does she thrive? How does she show up in the world? And to be able to pull that out from within brings you this really connected, this unique connectedness of what is authentic for you. What is this feminine expression for you? But if you can find a way to bring them both into life, if you can actually feel the containment of your environment holding that masculine presence that invokes your unique feminine expression, while having the support of feminine energy around you that naturally takes you into that flow of state, that naturally helps you surrender some of these more archaic belief systems. If you can bring those two worlds together, that is when you are so fucking magnetic. That is when you're not magnetic in the sense that like you're literally checking off a box, but you are receiving things that you didn't even expect to receive, that you didn't even know you wanted, that you didn't even know is actually going to bring you the sense of aliveness that's beyond what you could actually construe on your own. So that is another level of magnetism. It's beyond just getting what you think you want. It's getting so much more than your human self can actually even fathom. So magnetism, when you're connected to spirit, when you're attracting from a deeper place of consciousness, is the most powerfully magical experience. And so that is available when we can bring out both our inner unique feminine with the surrounding energy of the feminine presence. So having that feminine presence around us while invoking our unique feminine essence. That is when we can get the most out of magnetism. And so if you feel curious about getting into this space, you don't need to like take yourself on a journey and actually dissociate from everything in your normal world. You can do it right here. And in fact, you should be really good at doing it in your regular life. You should be good at doing it in environments that maybe don't look like it's totally in support of that essence. You should be able to have to cultivate that peace within yourself. And I say that because it's possible. So by having a community support of other women who are able to actually tether you to this eternal spiritual presence, you are naturally able to be absorbing the energy of the feminine. So then that you can feel both the containment of the masculine presence in your body, in your environment, while having the experience of the feminine movement within your space. And so this is something that we're going to be diving into in the upcoming program that we're launching. So it's a combined effect of both one-on-one work, where you are actually cultivating your own inner feminine within your world, while showing up with embodiment workshop series, where you're actually in practice, where you're with the other women in a safe environment. You're actually able to express what it is that you are looking to exude in this life. So this is something that we're just in the works of. So if you're curious about actually bridging the two gaps of your environment and your inner world, bringing this feminine essence of exuding all that you are and attracting level of magnetism that's beyond what you're already doing, get into this group. So we're going to be talking more about it in the Facebook group. I will link it obviously in my bio. So if that's something that is in any way calling you, there's obviously something there. There's a reason why you're even listening to this right now. There's a reason why you're drawn to this space. So peep in there, check it out, join us for just the practice sessions, and see if this is something that clicks. Because if any bit of this resonates, there's something here for you. There's a piece of this healing modality that will bring forth an entirely new version of you. All right, so that's all I have to share for today. Let me know how that feels. If you notice maybe in your environment that there is some of that rigidity and how you are responding, is it causing you to actually sync up with that masculine energy? Or are you noticing the polarity of your own essence in contrast to the environment that you're in? And inversely, maybe how does it feel when you are in the presence of more feminine energy? Are you able to actually feel your uniqueness? Or is there an essence of kind of getting absolved by the common energy that surrounds you? So this is something you can absolutely journal on and just notice how you are relating to your environment, how your own inner energy relates to the relationship you have to your environment. Because we are constantly in relationships. Everything the feminine does is rooted back in relationships. Whether it's with people, the work that you're doing, or the environment that you're in constant relationship to these pieces of your life.